This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. So I am struggling, and I want to make this really open and clear to everyone. I am struggling. Do I start another radio program called Psychedelic Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey? Because I'm feeling as though we are not understanding the psychedelic movement. And do we really want to put it in with the umbrella of cannabis? Does it belong in the cannabis program? Does it need to be separate? I don't know the answer. And I still, because there's so many questions, there is so much misinformation. We don't understand. And the work of education, it's systemic. Do you all understand that this is not about Timothy Leary? This is not about going on a trip. There is a medicinal purpose to change the brain. How do we do it? Is it microdosing? Is it mushrooms? The story goes on and on. And to help me and all of us understand are two people who really and truly study and understand mushrooms. Dave Carter, Mary Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut. And guys, do we need to keep this separate from the cannabis show, or do you feel it falls under one umbrella? I'm curious on your thoughts.
Wow, that's amazing. When you think about it, there's a lot of things that become what you would call psychedelics. Nootropics could be called psychedelics just because of their involvement with, you know, and that I'm talking about caffeine, just because of its involvements.
Give the definition before you go any further, Dave, of nootropics, because people need to hear what nootropics consist of.
Well, nootropics consist of the chemical. There's a definition, a specific definition, but they consist of synthetics, supplements, or dietary things, and also pharmaceuticals. Those three classes are in nootropics. These are all things that alter mood and or perception or cognitive performance. You know, can you think clearly? Well, that's probably a nootropic. For example, caffeine is a nootropic, and a lot of people don't realize that. But then again, there are others like cordyceps and reishi and lion's mane, which are just plain mushrooms, which you can eat. They're also nootropics. And to mention a pharmaceutic that's a nootropic, something like Ritalin would be a nootropic.
And to take these products without supervision, without guidance, I think is not a good thing. And Mary, I've done a few shows with women that a woman that takes other women on retreats, and it seems like middle-aged women are looking for more. They're looking to have more experiences. They're trying to figure out their role in society and in their life. And I think that this has been used to help some women figure it out. Now, I also know that addiction has had some, there are some people like the gentleman that runs Rythmia is someone who has been using psychedelics and plant medicine. And Jerry has been using plant medicine for a long time now. to deal with his addiction. He was a sex addict and a drug addict and an alcoholic. And it was, he felt through Mother Ayahuasca, plant medicine, in the throes of the jungle, that he found relief and got the message to start Rythmia, which is a medical spa in Costa Rica that specializes in plant medicine. And you do plant medicine for 4 days in a row with breathing exercises, with colonics, if you choose to do them, with mud massages and all kinds of treatments. And this is and lectures and information and education. It's an unbelievable program.
Hmm.
But not everybody has the kind of money to spend a week at Rythmia and to spend that kind of money. But the people that have gone through that experience have shared their lives will never be the same, that they have hope again, that they are free from their addiction, that there so many changes happened doing strong plant medicine. Now, that may be an answer for many, but it also is not real. Tell us about mushrooms, Dave, especially the mushroom story.
Well, mushrooms, gosh, okay, for me, I have tried mushrooms myself, and mushrooms kind of wake you up. That's the easiest way for me to describe it. When people are using mushrooms for more of what I would call the journey rather than just for pleasure, that you do it with a purpose. And when you do it with a purpose, like you described, you know, you have the retreat where you have something that's structured, you're allowed to find a little bit more clarity. But I would venture to guess that some people are not able to find that. So there's perhaps some downside. But nonetheless, the clarity is that you can sort things in your mind easier. You can see, God, you can see further into your memory, I guess is a good way to describe it. And you can realize where mistakes were made and you go, oh, that's not an important mistake. I'm just going to throw that one away. But that mistake, I learned from that one. Let me restructure things so that I don't make that mistake again, because that one keeps haunting me. That is kind of what happened with me, because I was able to see things that I was not clear about, but suddenly very clear about. And the first time I did, it was psilocybin, and it was mainly to see if I could find something that would help me fight the cancer. And
we should say, for those just joining us, Dave, Mary and Dave have been very open about Dave's, Dave has a very rare form of melanoma in his brain. It's very rare. And it's not Dave's fault. He was born with this. You've been dealing with this. When did you first find out you had this brain tumor?
Oh, my gosh.
This melanoma.
Decades ago. 1992 was the first.
92. Yeah. First, okay. Yeah,
it appeared then. It keeps coming back.
Right. And you shouldn't even be alive today. It's just a blessing that we have you here. And Miri, of course, Miri has done heroics, finding CBD and getting Dave on a totally different diet, which we've talked about. And awesome, awesome work, Miri. Congratulations on what you've done and your passion, becoming educated. And that's what this is about. This show is an educational entree to mushrooms and how you take them, why you take them, when you take them, how to take them. It's really important that we give out all the information. And Mary, mushrooms are semi-legal. They won't go after you, but they're not 100%. It's like fuzzy, the legalities of them, isn't it?
Well, in this country, the ayahuasca and the psilocybin, those mushrooms, those are illegal here. That's why people go to places like Rythmia, in Costa Rica out of the country to experience it.
Yeah.
And arrhythmia is, I've looked into it. It's a good thing, bad thing. It's expensive. Like you said, it's $1,000 a day and you have to stay there for at least a week.
Yeah, you do. I've been there. I've done it. And it was, and I will share with you all that it's not for the faint of heart. And I found the plant medicine to be a little too violent for my system, but it was very well done. And I felt very secure and very safe in the whole experience of it. I did. I have to be honest with you. I really did. It was a lot of years ago, but I did. Had a lot of fear about going, a tremendous amount of fear about going. Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue. Mary and Dave are from Carolina Hemp Hut, carolinahemphut.com. If you mention Frankie 10, you get 10% off their fabulous products. We'll be back in just a moment, Steve.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back. So I was very fortunate to go to Rhythmia many, many years ago. I was taken as a media guest, and I have to say that I was exhausted before I went to Rhythmia, mentally and physically exhausted, and going there was just a respite for me, a timeout, a time for me to reflect. And I realized that I was in a rut. Even though I was doing my life, I felt hopeless. And I didn't realize I felt hopeless until I did my time at Rhythmia. And I left with my heart reunited with my soul, as they say, and felt more complete as a human being. And I have to say that that was just a valuable experience. But I found the one night that we did the ayahuasca was a bit violent for my system. And I did not have great journeys that night. I don't even think I had a journey that night. I just was physically sick. And so the other nights I did have some pleasant experiences. None of it was bad. None of it was a bad experience. It was what they call nada. Nothing really happened. But what did happen, as I said, was that I had a time to reflect. And I would absolutely recommend the Rhythmia program, but you know, as I said, it's an expensive program, and there are other programs similar and less expensive in different countries today. But for people that were addicts, there were a couple that it worked for them, that they were sober after that experience, and then there were a couple that were not sober. Jerry started this program at Rhythmia to get himself sober. He was desperate. He had all the money in the world, had become a multimillionaire at a very young age, and got the message to start Rhythmia. And it probably saved his life in the trajectory he was going down. But mushrooms, I find, are a more gentle way of getting to the place, Dave and Mary, than the ayahuasca might be. I'm not sure, but for some, ayahuasca may be the answer if you're an addict. But I don't know. But I've heard that the mushrooms, Dave, could be an answer.
Well, the nice thing about the mushrooms is, well, first, it's a naturally occurring substance. There's not any preparation needed. I mean, you can pick it and actually consume it at that point. You can dry it. You don't have to have any special formulations. Ayahuasca is a combination, so there's some work involved with that. So yes, there may be an area for or a margin for error. On a psilocybin, a mushroom is a mushroom, and you can just eat the mushroom or eat several of them. I don't recommend people doing that without some guidance.
No, not at all. Absolutely. I agree with you. And Dave, how long does it last? Because with the ayahuasca and the plant medicines, and I did many different versions of the plant medicine that week, there were four nights that we journeyed, and you had to prepare the body for it. You just couldn't go in and do the journey. There were breathing exercises. There was yoga. There was very little food. You were not allowed to eat after 1 o'clock for that evening. You stayed up most of the night. Mm-hmm. And it was just a strange schedule, not your normal, typical schedule of a day. But you were, and there were shamans and many people in the room to help you. But you were prepared. You didn't just go into this room and drink plant medicine, mm-hmm. and that was it. You know, it was the body was prepared. Is it the similar for the mushroom, the psilocybin?
Yes, psilocybin. And it's a tough one. It is really hard to spell too. But the mushrooms, they're odd. Ayahuasca, as we've already separated, there's a contrast. And the same thing with some of the other, what I would call nootropics that are like LSD could be considered a nootropic as well. And that one's going to have totally a different behavior. But and it also has different safety. With psilocybin or the mushrooms, you're going to feel very giggly. You're going to feel euphoric. You're going to feel like everything is special around you. It feels bigger than you are. You realize how small you are. This may not affect everybody, but these impacts are relatively minor when you consider what could impact you with DMT or with LSD or something else. I guess you could call psilocybin more of the training wheels of the nootropics that have hallucinogenic impact. I don't recommend that people just jump into it, but I do believe that they are much safer. It would be irresponsible for me to say, you know, don't do this without supervision of somebody like a doctor or a professional. Yes. It's just smarter that way. These amateur mushroom chewers, I don't get that. But if you do have a mushroom, it's going to taste earthy. It's very yuck tasting. It's not exciting at all. Earthy is the way I describe it.
Right, right.
And it takes about an hour or so, depending on your digestive tract and how quickly it gets into your bloodstream. When you first feel it, it's a euphoric giggly. It's everything feels a little off and funny. And yeah. It's a pleasant experience for most, because so many people are in a bad state. They're negative thinking. They're suffering through something. Let's say they're on Klonopin or some other or SSRIs or other things that are kind of screwing with their mental state in an artificial way. It breaks through that, and it causes a boastfulness of mentality. You feel great. And it gives you what I would call a false energy. It's you feel great, but you don't feel like moving at the same time. So you have really good energy, but I'm going to stay right here. But you're excited. So it's really a contradiction the way it feels. One of the times I did take it, I had an overwhelming feeling. And that was more of like, God, everything at once. And you could see everything at once. You could feel everything at once. That's what it felt like. And it was a little overwhelming. And I've had people describe to me that they've done that and they felt that and they felt like vomiting afterwards. And I can see that because it's
oh, my God. We have to take a quick break. Mary and Dave Carter are with me today. We're talking about something different than cannabis. We're talking about mushrooms, nootropics, if you will. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll take a quick break. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Miri and Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut, carolinahemphut.com. Frankie Boyer listeners get 10% off, which is awesome. And Dave, we're talking, how often do people need, see, one of the things that many people may not understand is that with the mushrooms,
there's the journey that you go on. How long does it last? Do you need more than one journey? And if you can make the distinction between microdosing and a journey with a full-blown mushroom, that would be really, I think, helpful for people.
Okay. Well, for the first thing is I've participated in psilocybin consumption more than once. And the first time was a microdose, and I didn't realize it. It was provided to me by somebody who I trusted, and I took a very small amount. And the mushrooms themselves are very small capped mushrooms with skinny stalks, and they don't look like much. And the amount I took was approximately half of the cap. So if you've envisioned like a quarter, it was like half of a quarter. So it's like a dime. But that first one, that was what I had first experienced as a microdose. And I just felt better. It was a very small amount. I didn't trip. I didn't do anything significant. And it was a bit of a euphoric feeling. And it was almost like having a glass of wine and a glass of coffee together, because you felt the calmness of the wine, but you also felt the energy of the coffee. I appreciated that, and I could see some benefit with that. And I tried it again as another microdose, and I had the similar experience. So I went ahead and went for it, and I had essentially what was two of the stalks with the caps at one time, and that was my first guided tour. And with that one, it lasted about, I would say, 4.5 hours from the time it started to the time I was pretty much fully cognizant and aware of everything that was around me. The overall sensation does not impact you quickly. It takes some time. And when it does kick in, it does start light. Every time I've tried it, it's been a very light experience. And other than the more, what I would call a deeper impact, like the overwhelming feelings that you sometimes get, it's a really fun experience. I can see why so many people like mushrooms as compared to other things. They like mushrooms over alcohol, many people. But taking it in small doses is what is important, because the microdosing, I've learned from a lot of people that I've asked, they take it in smaller doses and it helps them get rid of things like depression. I'm not saying this is an FDA approved product and all that other stuff.
No, but I've heard it changes something in the brain. I heard that it tells the brain, sometimes we need a timeout. The brain needs a timeout. It just does. And it's not for everybody. And I want to make that this is really important, because this is not something for everybody, but for someone that is having so many issues with depression and anxiety, then maybe this might be that timeout. It may be that shaking of the brain to say, hold off a minute. It's not that bad. I'm going to give you some hope. I'm going to give you some help. Wouldn't that be wonderful if it could be that for someone?
You know, there's a lot of people out there who would be they would actually see a change in their lives if they were able to get a brief guided tour with psilocybin. All they need to do is have somebody guide them through it who will coach them. Tell them, this is what you'll encounter. These are the things that you'll see. When you see this, learn to break through. Figure out the puzzle and break through. Because that is what you do when you're on psilocybin. You're encountering obstacles all the time. And most of them are kind of like funny and goofy. But it's almost like a video game. And I think video game people would really be able to relate to this, where you are looking for a key to open a door. When you get through the door, there's a challenge. When you have that challenge, you have to get to something else. It's a progression. If you're able to do that with a microdose or with a modest dose of psilocybin, there's no telling what good things will come to you. There's also no telling what negatives can come if you go the wrong way. I'm not saying take the wrong door. I'm just saying perhaps you took too much. Perhaps you didn't have guidance.
Well, that's why you need guidance with all of this. And Mary, when you first started in the world of CBD and cannabis, you had guidance. You were able to, you know, figure it out. And that's what we need. We need to have more open conversations. That's why I wanted you both on today, because this is such an important conversation for someone. It could be a breakthrough. It could be the breakthrough that someone needs. Have you guys heard of microdosing being so helpful for alcoholics and people that are on many numerous drugs for antidepressant?
Oh my gosh. We have one person who comes into the one of the dispensaries quite frequently, and he's a fun guy. He doesn't get high a lot, but he tells me that every now and then he takes psilocybin, and it has helped him eliminate multiple things. He was on a whole battery of antidepressants and SSRIs and related stuff. It was amazing when he listed these things out. He's gotten off all of them but one. He may have gotten off that one since. But he also said that he does not have the urge to drink anymore. And I know that there are other people who have told me their stories of restricting or reducing or eliminating their drinking with alcohol just because of microdosing with psilocybin.
That would be a miracle for people.
Mm-hmm. And, well, people, as long as they understand the damages that alcohol causes, well, of course, it's like, oh, I'd love a glass of wine or a snifter of brandy or some whiskey. Yeah, there are some positive social aspects of alcohol. But when you think about it in the long run, alcohol is just a poison.
But, you know, for someone who's alcoholic, it is a poison, and their body has an allergic reaction, and they can't have that. If they could have that sip of wine, if they could have that one drink, but they can't. And that's part of the problem, is that they can't. Their body doesn't know when. It's not a switch that can shut off.
Absolutely.
So if this could be a tool, this could be the answer. But my question, and how do you guys feel about this being talked about on a cannabis show? Does it need its own category?
Nootropics as a whole probably would belong all by themselves, because they're all mood altering in some way. As I mentioned, you have the more benign, like caffeine. Well, that's mood altering. If you think about it, I know some people who turn wonderful after the first cup of coffee, and they don't act so wonderfully if they don't have their coffee. So there is an impact with nootropics. The more illegal nootropics, such as ADHD type medicines that are not over the counter, and psilocybin, LSD, and others, those would be a little bit more questionable. But I think the reason there's a question behind them is because of the worry that there could be some harm. Having these in a separate category from cannabis, because of the behaviors of cannabis versus these nootropics, is not a bad idea, because there's a lot to discuss, to be fair with people. Some people may not want to have anything to do with nootropics, anything that messes with your mind other than that temporary high you get from cannabis. And the people who love the cannabis may not appreciate having their mood altered in such a way that it may be permanent, because some people just like to check out temporarily.
So I was going to ask you, is the mushroom experience an ongoing? Do you have to do it every few months? Is it one and done? Like the ayahuasca, it's one and done. Although I know a lot of people that continue to go and have different journeys. I know many people have gone numerous times. Numerous times to Rythmia, and feel like they need it as their yearly retreat. But I'm just curious. I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. We have to take another break. This has gone so... I knew this was going to happen. We go so fast with it. We're talking to Mary and Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut. They're giving off 10% to anybody, and they have like the most awesome products. They really do. And give them a call. And Mary, what's the number?
855-436-7645 and Frankie 10 to get 10% off.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-694-1130.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This has been like the this has been one of the fastest shows I've ever done. This is like whipping right by, and we have a few minutes to wrap it back in a package, and I don't even know if we can do it. So Dave, I asked you the question. Is it a one and done, or do you need to constantly take the product, take the mushroom? Microdosing, tell me what your thoughts are and what the research is saying.
Okay. The fun thing about psilocybin is it you have to first consider it is a natural product. You can find them in the woods and actually consume one, and it's not going to kill you. It's going to make you feel really funny and weird and all that other stuff. But because of that, it kind of tells you that nature gives you a clue that if it doesn't kill you, it's going to help you. And it doesn't kill you, so maybe it does help you. Well, for many people, one and done is the way to go, because it does help align the things that they need aligned, and they can set their sights as they need to, and they're back on their journey. With others, you can explore and see if you can break through other places and find out what's wrong and cure things that you have, especially things that seem to be remnants from the past, things that are plaguing you or haunting you in some way that you need to just discard or resolve in some way.
So Dave, is it fair to say that if someone has experienced trauma, childhood trauma, that this might be an answer?
I would think it would be. And of course, I'm speaking as an amateur. And I think that the people that microdose it probably have the game right, because a very small dose sets you right, to use a colloquialism. It sets you right and you're okay and you're able to cruise through whatever you need to. And you're not tripping. You're not in a bad way. So that may be a little bit more curative than a big dose every quarter or every month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it expensive?
Getting a hold of psilocybin is actually quite inexpensive, and it's surprising how prevalent it is. It's available everywhere. It's pretty much like cannabis. Of course, cannabis is more over-the-counter these days. Psilocybin is nearly as prevalent. You can find it in any city that has at least 20 people, it would seem. It just, you need a handful of people. Someone's going to be growing it. And the interesting thing about psilocybin is it's not illegal to grow it. It's illegal to harvest it. So,
once again, we have a weird ruling of this. Do you guys see this becoming more legal and more acceptable in the next years, in the next couple of years?
In the Pacific Northwest, it is. And I always like paying attention to deregulation or open regulation of scheduled type drugs and other things. Like in Europe, when they opened up the ability to get certain drugs, they thought, oh my gosh, it's just going to be the downfall of society. And it's just people who wanted to get high would get high anyway. The same thing with psilocybin out in the Pacific Northwest. It's like, it's now legal. You can get a hold of it, and people would get a hold of it. And people who didn't want to get some would stay away from it, which is pretty much like alcohol. If you think about it, the people that want it will get it. The people that are driven by it will get it. The people who don't want it will stay away from it. And same thing with cannabis. So I don't think it's any different. I think the big worry, of course, is how people are taking it. And they don't necessarily need to put up these safety rails for everything. But just basic guidance for most people is like, hey, if you're going to trip, do it responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it responsibly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Find out as much as you can. And Dave, where can people go to research this? Seriously.
I actually got a lot of my research from PubMed. And if you haven't been to PubMed, it's really easy. You can go to Google, type PubMed and space, and then psilocybin. If you can't spell psilocybin properly, just look it up first, and then you can cut and paste. But PubMed and psilocybin, it's going to have a plethora of useful articles that describe how the mechanisms of psilocybin work, how the magic mushrooms impact you, some of the studies that they're in, and there are studies with magic mushrooms, and they're very positive leaning studies associated with magic mushrooms.
Are we in a place right now where this could be the answer for opioid problems as well?
Gosh, I have read that they're using that in one study to in multiple studies, I've read different targets. One of them was to reduce the use of SSRIs, which I think it would be a blessing. Another one was to reduce the impact and the long-term usage of opioids, opium, methadone, and other related compounds.
Yep. Yep.
And one of those studies that I read about, there was a positive correlation to the consumption of the psilocybin and the reduction of the dependency on the opioids and a reduction of the withdrawal symptoms.
That would be a miracle. What I love about our conversations, Mary and Dave, is that they are honest, from the heart, authentic. You're giving hope. You're inspirational. That's really what this is about, is giving hope and letting people know that there are options out there. And we've got to get our heads out of that place where we can't think of anything other than what we know. We have to be open to the options that may be available. And I think if there's one person out there that we tried to help today, I think it worked, Dave and Mary Carter. Mm-hmm. I really do.
That'd be great. You know,
yes.
One thing that I need to mention is a lot of people will try to do something to escape a situation they're in. And sometimes all it really involves is involving somebody else, talking about your problem rather than jumping down the escape chute.
We're almost out of time. I just can't believe it. Dave and Mary Carter. Mary and Dave, thank you so much. Give out the website and also the phone number, Mary. And if anyone has questions, please call. Go ahead.
CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-HEMP-OIL, and Frankie10 to get 10% off.
Thank you guys so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And thanks for listening. And as always, smile. Make it a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.